Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 2 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Cosi. I met up with Andy Butterworth, and I ordered
a margarita pizza.
Currently, I'm in Best Buy purchasing a digital camera, so now all future pizza days will at least have some photos. Today is day 2, October 2nd, and I'm going to get pizza at Cosi, which is on the corner of 23rd Street and 6th Avenue. And I'm meeting up with Andy Butterworth. And can I please get a margarita pizza?
Okay. Anything to drink up there?
Just water.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to describe the pizza. I have a 11-inch in diameter margarita pizza here. It's got some fresh mozzarella cheese and plenty of it. It's kind of pushed towards the center, but I think that's out of necessity because the crust rose and it pushed everything in. So it looks absolutely delicious. And, it came served on like what looks like a gigantic ping pong paddle. Or maybe if you ever play that game on the beach, Crocodima, or you know, that beach ball. Doesn't that look like a beach paddle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does.
And the crust is like fresh tomatoes, and there's basil on the top of it, so it's a delicious margarita pizza, or at least it has all the promises of being delicious. Now let's eat it, right?
Done.
So, me and Andy Butterworth just finished our margarita pizzas here at Cosi. Although, to be fair, he finished his margarita pizza, and I did not. I finished 7/8 of it, or was it, how many slices? There were 6 slices.
7/8.
Okay, I ate 7/8 of my margarita pizza. The last slice I cannot finish. But, Andy said that if I really wanted to, he would become a cheese walrus for a photo.
Yes, I would.
So, I have 2 pieces of fresh mozzarella cheese, which is delicious.
Yes, yes it is.
And he's agreed, and they kind of look like fangs. So, I'm just, or maybe tusks, right?
Walruses have fangs, let's be clear on this.
Okay. Well, I want to see the cheese walrus.
Yes, bring on the cheese walrus.
I have to use my new digital camera.
You're the cheese walrus.
Come out.
Yep.
I shouldn't touch them.
Don't feed the cheese walrus.
Wow.
Well. So, now that we got that out of our system, what did you think of eating at Cosi?
It was delicious.
Did you know that Cosi served pizza?
No, I didn't actually. And I didn't know that they had a restaurant where you can sit down like we do here and get served by wait staff. It's really nice.
Yeah, I used to think of Cosi as like a sandwich place and like they go to during lunch and it's really crowded. But, you know, at night, Cosi turns into a very nice place. They have music in the background, and it's not too loud.
Right.
And nice wait staff. And, I mean, the waiter was extremely nice on, you know, telling me about the pizza and recommending it, right?
Definitely.
Have you ever been to Cosi before?
Yes, I have, but I've only been at the lunch hour, and I only got the flatbread sandwiches. You cut your mouth up. Mm-hmm. So now, this was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, and yet it's the bread that we think maybe makes the difference, though, on this pizza, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. Like, I got a bread bubble. Normally, I don't like bread bubbles. This was delicious.
And the tomato sauce is really nice, too, because it's like fresh tomatoes. And the mozzarella cheese was fresh mozzarella cheese. I know I'm just using that word fresh over and over again. But it's the music, like, is just real fresh. You know, it's like real fresh music.
This water, boy. Fresh.
I just saw the freshest cheese walrus I think I've ever seen.
Whoa. Yes. Fresh as in never been thought of before or done, much less in a restaurant where other people are eating. That's fresh, all right.
So Andy Butterworth was his ancestors were on the Mayflower. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
What was the guy's name?
William Brewster. Okay. Was my great, 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 many greats grandfather.
It's pretty cool because it's like a club, right? How often do you, how often does a club meet?
Okay, I don't know, but...
Should I clear this out of the way for you, sir?
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Thanks.
You're still going, right?
Oh yeah. Can we pack that up? And I'm not going to eat it. Andy Butterworth is going to eat it.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll wrap that up for you. Thanks. So get everything out of the way then, pretty much?
I'll take the water, though.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll use my water, too.
Delicious.
Oops. Any room for desserts or anything?
You know, I didn't even have room for the pizza.
Okay, well, I'll get the wrapped up then.
Thank you. So, that's on tape.
If you just post this thing, people will know what happened.
Isn't that waitstaff nice?
So nice.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, so my parents are in this club, and I guess I'm in this club called the Mayflower Descendants Society. And I don't think it ever meets, and I don't think we get any money or any benefits or privileges from being in it. But I think it's just one of those things that...
It's a feather in your cap.
It's a feather in my cap.
What does that mean, by the way? Do you have any idea what feather in my cap means?
Pretty sure. It's exactly how you used it. It's like a credential of some kind.
Because there's that song, and reminds me of that song, Yankee Doodle, went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm pretty sure that was actually used as a song to disparage the British, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they adopted it and took it on as their theme song so that you couldn't sing that against them anymore because that was their theme song.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
That is. I mean, that seems like a team, like, Yankees suck, and they're like, we like that. That's our theme
right.
song now.
Exactly. Like, sometimes that happens with really negative slurs, or, racial or sexual slurs. The group that it offends actually takes it on and uses it.
Yeah.
So, same thing, I guess.
Huh. It's an interesting tactic to take. There's other things, like, in you know, it's like when you find out that Christopher Columbus didn't really discover America.
Oh, yeah.
And now we just found out that there's not 9 planets.
Oh, all this time. Didn't a dinosaur turn out not to be...
Brontosaurus. There's no such thing as a Brontosaurus.
No such thing.
Gertie, the dinosaur, was a Brontosaurus, but now a piece of film history is so dated now.
Wow.
Otherwise, it would have been a perfectly nice animated flick instead.
Almost a documentary, really.
So, Andy Butterworth, you are the one who told me that October was National Pizza Month. Can you believe it? 5 years ago.
Wow, 5 years. And I thought it was three years.
Were you doing a search on pizza? Or what sort of... How did that come about that you found out October is National Pizza Month?
Okay, so I came across it online somewhere. And at the time, I was really into pizza. So I thought it would be a good idea to write an email to all my friends after doing a little more research to make sure it was true, and it is. It was. I wrote an email to all my friends, including you, and I said in the subject heading, I wrote urgent, emergency, or something like that, to really get people's attention. You know? And I think this was before we all got a lot of spam, so...
Mm-hmm.
People weren't used to these crazy subject headings. I wanted them to be a little nervous and then open it. And inside I put, October is National Pizza Month. Do your part. In capital letters. That's all I put. No punctuation.
Well, I heeded the call. Because my spam filter did not filter that one out. And,
you went above and beyond. I'm pretty sure you're the only one who started their own 31 Days of Pizza.
Well, I knew I was amongst friends because there was a time in your life where you were known as Pizza Time.
Briefly, yes. Yes.
You would respond to Pizza Time sooner than you would respond to Andy or Andrew.
Right, yeah. Like I said, I was really into pizza, so why not consummate my love for pizza, whatever that means.
Well, thanks again for joining me in Day 2 of Pizza Month 2006.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 Days of Pizza.